feelings. Steve's 21, last thing, and I agree with him. It's ridiculous. The sports leagues are trying to get this idiotic fee. They're calling it an integrity fee. I call it a lack of integrity fee. I mean, they didn't get some integrity fee, a cut of the profits from Las Vegas all those years. So I think this is like that lawsuit that Mom and Park's trying to do. I would say every state should reject it, and if the leagues try to take you to court, I think it'll get thrown out of court. It's like a mafia thing. They should be ashamed of themselves, these sports leagues, trying to get a cut of this. So I just want to mention that. I agree with State Senator Sweeney. Every state should reject the stupid integrity fee that the sports leagues are saying they should get. That's ridiculous. Now, I've got to talk about casino first quarter profits. They were down first quarter 12%. Now, that's not really a good thing. So, see, even internet gambling isn't saving them. But let's look at a few of the reasons. One, well, the city's a mess beyond the boardwalk. There was no entertainment because, you know, except for Borgata, we didn't have Hard Rock here. Like we said, Caesars is killing us. You know, basically, there's no conventions in town that really bring anything. We have to always, you know, call out the screw AC people because they've done a bad job. It was another bad year so far, 2018, which is going to conclude, so we can say it was a bad year for conventions. Maybe 2019, we'll get lucky. So there's no weekday business at all. So even when internet gambling, they were still down 12%. And the glaring feature, once again, and it just sticks out like a sore thumb, and we just beg the CCC and the DGE to do something. You saved Tropicana all those years ago, and look now, it's one of the best casinos in the city. Why are you wasting that potential in the middle of the boardwalk there when there's so much money to be made? But Caesars Casino, ladies and gentlemen, gross operating profits for the first quarter were down 38%. So see, it's not getting right there, I'm making it up when I keep, you know, knocking Caesars, because I know they could do better there. And again, $25 parking. And listen to this one. This is so ridiculous. We're going to tell you a little bit about the story. But one of the things in the story that will make you laugh is that, I don't know, it's not funny, but it's sad, their casino occupancy rate went down a little bit. But casino room rate went up. So the goofy people from Lloyd Levinson Institute said this is a good thing. Well, no, you morons. I'm sure the occupancy rate went down because, you know, you don't raise your prices in the dead of the winter. That was probably goofy Caesars any more than you charge $25 to park on a Tuesday. So, you know, to have high room rates when you got nothing going on here and saying that was a good thing, that you were getting more for your room. Well, no, because if the occupancy rate went down and you're down 12%, you got less customers. Are these people morons? Like I always say, the Lloyd Levinson Institute of Silliness and Nonsense. I mean, you people never make sense. The occupancy rate went down. You think it's good that the room rate went up. Oh, my God. So anyway, first quarter of 2018 was not kind to the resort's casinos. Gross operating profits were down 12%. We will tell you, a well-operated company like Golden Nuggets, gross operating went up 61% because they do things right with their parking and, you know, also with the shows. They have some entertainment, and they run a nice little operation. And, of course, they're not in Atlantic City also, which, you know, always helps Borgata. Borgata was actually down a little bit. I can't even explain that one, but they were down 27%. But the glaring one, of course, was Caesars. That's a lot, 38%. That was ridiculous. Their gross operating profits, folks, went from $20 million in 2017 to $12 million in 2018. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The seven Atlantic City casinos posted gross operating profits of $123.6 million through the first 3 months, a decline of 11.7%. So basically, everything went down. Even third-party businesses, that means like the restaurants, you know, that rent from the casinos, they were also down. As I said, occupancy rate was down like 4%. So the only thing that was up, and like I said, that was not a good thing, was room rate. So I don't think if you're having a decline in customers, it's probably not the time to raise your room rates. But again, I don't think you're going to see better second quarter results either because we had a horrible spring. You know, winter, sometimes you realize that we should have had a better spring, but again, you had the same problem. You had no conventions, and we did have bad weather this spring, but you also had lack of entertainment. And again, when you don't have Hard Rock, and the whole boardwalk is basically Caesars and not doing anything, this is what you wind up with. So like I said, Caesars, you know, Bart Blasting, they've really destroyed that middle of the boardwalk, and that's a shame because there is potential there. I mean, it's right off the expressway. I mean, come on. Carl Icahn did make the news again. They're still talking about Trump Plaza. Let's certainly hope that if they ever get the money, they're still fighting over the money here, I think. I think Joe had asked that question some weeks ago, so we'll do this story. As you know, he acquired the Sands Casino in 2000 for $65 million. He added the Trainware property next door, one of the great properties that got torn down here in my lifetime. Then Pinnacle came. Somebody, we couldn't remember the name of their dinner. And I said, Pinnacle, I finally remembered. And, of course, Pinnacle closed the Sands down. I guess they bought it from Icahn for $270 million. I don't see a polar coaster there, and I don't even hear about a polar coaster anymore, so I guess that's not coming. Tropicana Casino tells the Appeal Commission refused to license its owner, and the state seized the property and put it in the hands of conservatives. So even the press is mentioning how the DG and CCC stepped in, and, you know, that's how Carl Icahn ended up with the Tropicana. He got it for $200 million and buy low, sell high. But they did a great job there, and Tropicana became one of the leading casinos in the city. So that's why I said sometimes new blood is good. He really did a good job turning it around there because of Mr. Rodeo and Mr. Calendar. He had a good management team that's still there at the Tropicana. They said his most troubled casino investment was not by choice. It was $286 million in loans to Trump Entertainment, secured by its Taj Mahal and Trump Plaza. After the company entered bankruptcy, they said Icon reluctantly assumed control in 2014 in an attempt to salvage his investment. When it seemed like Icon might shut the Taj, of course, we know what happened, that Sweeney pushed the bill to bar him from reopening it for 5 years. But, of course, Hard Rock came. That worked out good. But he still has the plaza. He wants to demolish it. He wanted to use the $5.6 million of the investment alternative tax. That was the one and a quarter that the casinos at one point had given the CRDA. They didn't no longer get that money. That money is going to toward Atlantic City's massive debt, all the money that they borrowed from Wall Street because Atlantic City's bankrupt. So that's where that money is going right now, not for any kind of investment. And, of course, I've been Carl Icahn to be using his own money, number one, because that money was to use to develop in Atlantic City, not to tear buildings down. And he did have, over the years, the opportunity to sell Trump Plaza, where somebody would have put money into it and save it and not let it sit there and rot for these years. And he chose not to do that because he didn't want competition. So this is his fault. You know, I mean, I'm proud of him, and I'm happy of him for what he did getting out of the business, and that's why we ended up with Hard Rock. But as far as what happened to Trump Plaza, it's nobody's fault but Mr. Icahn's. Whoever eventually wins that battle, the losers now and until then are Atlantic City and its business community. And that's right, because we've got another place in the middle of the city that's just rotting there, and someday they're going to tear it down. There's going to be a big hole there. And it says it's hobbled by a decaying white elephant in the heart of town near the expressway. Sure, and it is starting to look, you know, kind of shabby. So I hope he does the right thing. But I hope, you know, when they do tear it down, if they're going to, I would do that, you know, well after the season's over. Let's not mess up Hard Rock and everything and mess up the middle of the boardwalk. And then, you know, I don't disagree with maybe someday extending that walk, especially if you're not going to clean up Atlantic Avenue there. You better extend the walk to the boardwalk because, you know, people aren't going to get off the boardwalk. You're going to kill, you know, that shopping district there. So that's why it's so important, really, to fix up this town and clean up this town. I hope they'll do it. It's just unfortunate right now. It doesn't look like they're doing it. And as we told you about that poll, 47% of people age 18 to 14, they think casinos are depressing. That's the millennials in Atlantic City. But unfortunately, they find our city more depressing. 50% of people age 18 to 14 said online gaming, they do it. And 59% that are 65 and older don't do online gaming. So I said we shut out the seniors, which is why nobody plays slot machines here, which is why I think Ocean Resort said they're going to do some busing. Because if you're going to have people play slots, you need seniors. You're not going to get these millennials to play slots. You need everybody in gambling. And really, these baby boomers and seniors now may be the last generation of gamblers, especially if you're developing millennials here who just don't like to gamble. You may not be able to force them. You know, they're into this e-gaming, but they're into buying a ticket and sitting there and watching people push buttons. So they're willing to pay the ticket, but that's not even something they bet on. Like I said, some of these kids are children. They're 17 years old, so it's not like it's an older crowd. So that's pretty much the end of sports betting. There are a few stories here I want to get to. Once again, you know, everybody's excited about the fact that the county settled the pilot bill. We aren't excited here because, you know, Atlantic City used to be part of Atlantic County. We're like the ugly stepchild here. We no longer reside in Atlantic County. There really, to me, is still no guarantee that the state's going to give the city the money to make up for the money the city has to give the county for the pilot bill. And, you know, it could be a disaster here for Atlantic City. Nobody fought for the Constitution. The judge didn't want to make a decision. None of the politicians wanted to make a decision. And it's the people here who are really going to get killed if, you know, this doesn't get taken care of. And it says years of overspending by Atlantic City and casino tax revenue declined due to regional competition left the city essentially bankrupt. And thank you very much. Since a big part of that revenue decline came from falling casino property values and subsequent tax appeals, state officials created an agreement in which casinos would get their tax appeals and collectively pay $120 million. A lot of people think that casinos were overcharged over the years. I heard some, I think it was Mr. McDevitt last week, you know, the culture show king. And, you know, I disagree. I've never, Seth Grossman always says that. See, my feelings have been they got a good deal here because of that 8%. It's been 8% paying on their gambling revenue since they got here. So even though, and we all paid high property taxes, we all were overcharged. Okay, they paid higher because their buildings were bigger. But again, to this day, they still have that 8% tax. Then, and comes the pilot bill. So you got the 10-year deal that your taxes are freeze, but also, what was supposed to happen was they were supposed to stop the casino tax appeals, and that was only going forward. They gave them all their back money besides. So you can't say they were overcharged because they gave them everything back, plus they got the freeze, and, you know, we got the shaft. Atlantic City still pays very high property taxes, even though they're not going up. They're certainly not going down, not with the budget we have. They can't go down. So, you know, how does that going to happen? It won't. You know, without going bankrupt, as we said, without attacking the high cost of education, there is no possible way with a pilot bill that you have, without doing what I've said all along, which is to enact a tax on internet gambling and give money back to the city people, residents, you will never lower the property taxes here. And I just fear that something's going to happen, and you know the state won't give the city the money to make up for the county money. But it really, I think it was still shameful that not the senator, not the assemblyman, nobody really represented the interests of the Atlantic City residents at all. You know, it's all about the county. Everybody's excited that Atlantic County made this deal, and even our county executive, you know, I don't know what happened to Atlantic City. Where are we? What county are we in? I don't know. I don't understand anymore. So it said the county sued, arguing the pilot agreement was unconstitutional, and they pressed the state to commit to a 13.5 share. As things worked out, it worked out for them. They're going to get, just so you know, they're going to get 13.5% of the pilot payments for 6 years, from 2019 through 2024. They get 10.4% for 2017 that just passed. They're going to get 12% this year, and they're going to get 12% the last 2 years of it all. But what we have no guarantees here in Atlantic City at all that will certainly go down, and we certainly have no guarantees here in Atlantic City that it won't go up. So, you know, really, it was a bad deal, I still say, for the citizens here. No one represented us, and I will always, you know, remember that no one represented the citizens here of Atlantic City, because I don't think it was fair at all. You know, we're part of the county. We pay high taxes here, and plus the fact we got to put up with all the crime here. And, you know, in fact, this weekend I was in a local bank, okay? I won't mention the name. And all the citizens in the bank, the people that were working at the bank, and all the people that were waiting in line, we're all talking about one thing, the crime. The ladies that worked at the bank said they have to order in. They can't go out for lunch. The people that were there said, well, no, I don't go into any of the businesses on Atlantic Avenue because I'm not going to walk past all those bad people. So that's why I'm begging this city, just like I'm begging the DGE to do something in the middle of work. You know, there's two glaring problems, you know, the middle of boardwalk and the crime on Atlantic and Pacific Avenue. You have to clean it up. You're not hiding it from a tourist. You're not hiding it from the citizens. You're not hiding it from people to drive in here and work every day. And you're certainly not hiding it up, you know, from me and King Arthur and everybody who have to walk around here every day.
No, I mean, Frank, you shouldn't have to be held hostage in your own home.
Bob McDevitt was on this week for an hour and a half. He actually talked about how bad the streets were, but he did mention Bally's because, you know, the rumor's out there that after the summer's over, you know, they'll probably go with the Pier at Caesars. I can't see them being open anymore after that Apple closes. And, you know, Bally's is probably going to go with them, and that's all the fault between Blasting and Caesars because that's right off the expressway. I mean, there should be so much money, and there is potential so much money to be made there, but you're going to need decent investors, not a bunch of nutty hedge fund people, which own Caesars and Bart Blasting, which doesn't even talk about the playground anymore. I would hope that he would give it back to Caesars and Caesars would sell, but again, that doesn't seem to be happening. Now, some problems again. You know, we keep saying light up the streets, clean up the crime, everything else will take care of itself. They're not listening to us too much as far as the Pacific Avenue and Atlantic Avenue. There's still a lot of problems there. I mean, I had this idiot this week. He's walking New York Avenue. People are getting off a jitney. Tourists trying to walk to the beach block. He's following him down the beach block. That's just pathetic. Bob McDevitt's telling stories about how he can't even walk down where he lives. He and his wife live in this city. Talked about people who had reservations at a restaurant off Pacific Avenue. And I'm not going to mention the restaurant, but not too far away from me, not too far away from where they're building the new development on Tennessee Avenue. And the people went there and didn't get out of the car, canceled the reservation because of the people hanging out. The woman was afraid to get out of the car. And I don't blame her. I mean, the streets have become so bad, Atlantic and Pacific. And there are police patrolling, but it just doesn't seem to be working for some reason or not. A horrible incident this week. I mean, and this I'm going to blame Caesars for. 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Caesars parking garage, one of their employees, a female, is getting out of her car. She's pushed into her car and robbed. 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. I mean, so you're charging $25 to park, and you don't even have any security there to protect your customers and your employees. Shame on you, Caesars. Here's a suggestion to you morons. How about maybe putting some bike security running around, you know, those parking garages? And I have been told in the past by someone from the Division of Gaming Enforcement that the places you don't really want to be in a casino are elevators, bathrooms, and parking garages alone. So if you are in a casino, you know, go with somebody if you have to go to the bathroom or in an elevator. I always tell people if you're going to a parking garage in a casino that you should park as close to the elevator as you can so you know you don't have too far to go. But again, if we don't clean up these streets, we could blow everything we have here. And I think that's why Bob McDevitt spent 90 minutes on a talk. It was a sports show, and he spent the whole 90 minutes talking about how they got to clean the streets up. Because as the head of the local union, nothing can stop us now but Atlantic City itself. my guests even that I've had the last 2 weeks, they even noticed it. They said, well, we stay on the Bourque. We don't go off the Bourque. Well, how is that going to help Atlantic City? I noticed the walk seems a little quiet when I've been going by there lately. Because, again, if people know that you can't go off the Bourque, that's going to hurt the walk. It's going to hurt what people are trying to do to develop these beach blocks.
Yeah, that's what I saw the other day. I guess it was Missouri and Fairmount, right across from the convention center, where there's a restaurant there. And, you know, guys just at the red light. And the guy's practically in his car asking him for money.
Hey, the Millenniums aren't the only ones to find living in the city depressing. But I'm watching this one knucklehead Monday. He's following a couple. It must be in the 40s. The husband was built like an ox, and he almost went to touch the guy. I said, this guy's going to kill this drug moron, you know, trying to get money from this guy. So apparently, you know, the druggie didn't have a gun, thank God. And, you know, he finally let the people go, because I think the guy was staring him down. I mean, I thought this tourist who was just getting off the jitney with his wife, all he wanted to do was probably, they were staying at the Atlantic Palace, maybe, which is a nice hotel, timeshare right on New York and Boardwalk, or maybe they just wanted to access, you know, the Boardwalk through New York Avenue. You know, you should be able to get off a jitney and on beach block in Atlantic City and walk down. But they destroyed our beach blocks by putting all the pedophiles, drug dealers, and prostitutes, as we said. You know, Bob talked about Section 8, but it's not Section 8 on the beach blocks. That's more on the north side, and I don't deal with Section 8.
It's the vouchers.
Some of that's
it's
legit. Some of the Section 8 people are fine, but it's the vouchers that are what's killing us, because they're paying the rent for these idiots that are committing the crimes, and that just has to be cleaned up. And without closing these rooming houses, I don't know how you have to clean up, and that's what McDevitt said. He said, you got to close all the rooming houses. So, you know, I was glad to have another voice out there, because I can't spend an hour and a half talking about it. But really, we're all on the same page, those of us that live here. And again, you're not hiding it from the people that come here, because I've only been here 2 weeks, and I've had people mention it, because I don't mention it to them, that they only stay on the Bourque, they never walk off the Bourque. And they even told me in Vegas they stay on the Strip. That's what they said. So they consider, they said, the Bourque like the Strip. We just don't walk down the ramp. But, you know, that's not going to be good for the city. If you want to make a whole city, and for those of us that live here, it really stinks, because we know we can't walk in the Bourque. So hopefully, you know, things are going to get better. But I don't know that to be a fact, because it doesn't seem to be happening. And that's my biggest problem. No, we can't understand. Are they trying to push for a county police force? Is that why they're letting it get this bad? Because it's a small town. How could you not clean this up? It doesn't make any sense. No, and again, you know, all that nonsense that internet gambling was going to bring people to Atlantic City, we know that didn't work. And like you said, that's why I'm so excited about Hard Rock, because people have to come see the shows. Once again, though, it says for years, a staunchest opponent of online gaming has, in fact, been one of the nation's most successful gambling moguls, and that's Sheldon Adelson, and he's a lot smarter than I am. He threw the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. He controls some of the most noteworthy casinos both in and outside of Las Vegas, Macau, and through the Coalition to Stop Internet Gambling. Thank you, sir. He has personally bankrolled the nation's largest interest group opposed to online gaming. I hope you're successful, sir, because, you know, Atlantic City could even be that much more busier if we didn't have the internet gaming. And personally, I just don't think it's morally right, because I don't think what people understand is why it's so addictive. You're carrying a casino around in your pocket, an entire casino, Caesar's Casino, every casino, ladies and gentlemen, you're carrying in your pocket. Now, that may mean nothing to me, and it doesn't, or to King Arthur, because I don't have the gambling gene, so I don't gamble. But for people, could you imagine if you have that gambling gene and you have that addiction and in your pocket is an entire casino? I mean, I can't imagine that pressure. It's got to be horrible. You know, it's probably like being hooked up to a heroin machine or something. I don't know. So it's really, it's not a good thing. It should have never happened, really. I think casinos should have always been something that people have to go to, because it was special.